day to day five. You are always at the center of all your experiences. And now, what I dreaded has come to pass. One of my projects failed. And when I woke up this morning, it was with a huge sense of failure and I instantly became aware that I am now going down that rabbit hole. Going down, down, down. How am I going to save myself from this? So I go into the 4D method. Can you do something about it now? No. Can you dump it? Maybe I should, but I don't quite want to. Could you deal with it another time when you are in a better space? Probably. So for now, can you defer it? So yes, I can defer it for now. So what can you do now? I don't want to do anything else now. I want to go down the rabbit hole now. And when you do that, where will you land? Down the rabbit hole. Is that what you want? No. So what can you do now? I can take action on another project. So I'll take up the next project. So because I'm halfway down the rabbit hole, guess what? The next project is a case of, I don't want to do this now. Why not? The task appears too big. Okay. Can you take it in smaller chunks? I possibly could. So I'll take on the next project and I'll work through it. And voila. It works out quite well. I manage well and a more up the rabbit hole again. So I'm getting closer to the surface again. So I take the next project. And I am so frustrated. I am waiting for answers. How can I get the outside world just to align with me a little bit better? I need those answers in order to complete my projects. Otherwise, I can dump those projects too. Do I want to do that? No. What action can I take now? I look at it. I've taken the actions that I could. And as I'm looking at the actions that I can take, I get a message on one of the actions that I wanted to take, and I get a message. Aha, I am heard. I am acknowledged. I am seen. Good news. So I'm up the rabbit hole a little bit more. So from where I started this morning with not knowing which way to go, I went through dumping it, delegating it, deferring it. And then also doing it, doing what I could in the now. So as I'm talking to you now, I'm not in the rabbit hole anymore. Has anything changed? Everything is as it is. The only thing that's changed is my thought processes, bringing the rabbit hole into the now of what is possible. And working with what is possible now. And realizing that not everything is always possible now. Some things just are as they are. And making peace with what is. I know that you sometimes have these same thought processes. So I hope that what I've given you today may also help you when you feel like you've run into the brick wall and you don't know where to find your next answer. The answer is always within, because you always lead your life from within. That is how you have every experience as your experience. Change your experience and find peace with what is. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Bye for now.